Last week, Sylvia asked me to give him another chance. We were shopping. She put strawberry ice cream in the cart. I took it out and put in chocolate mint. Sylvia didn't move on. She waited for an answer. I said, "It won't do any good. He doesn't like me any better than I like him."
"Maybe he doesn't like you because you didn't like him first," she said. "You didn't like Anthony either."
"Anthony was okay, at first."
"You didn't think so until I met Salvador."
"Salvador was a jerk."
"Agreed," she said. "All I'm saying is, you could be nice. Jim might find out what a sweet kid you really are."
Sylvia pulled my coat sleeve, trying to be cute, wanting me to say yes. "I know what she likes about him. He buys her stuff. That doesn't change the way he looks at her when she doesn't do things his way. His eyes, like chips of ice. Maybe the next one will like me first, and then I'll like him."
"I want you to like Jim."
"I already don't like him." There was this feeling in the air between us, like the snap in a rubber band.
"Have you ever heard that saying?" Sylvia asked me. "Between a rock and a hard place. My mother is the rock and you are the hard place."
So we didn't talk about him anymore. We didn't talk much at all. Leaving the store, she dodged a guy with a briefcase. Then, walking faster and faster to keep up, she never took her eyes off of him. His gray hair curled a little where it touched the collar of his coat, like he needed a haircut. "It's the other way," I said as she turned a corner. It was late and the wind was pushing at our backs. Sylvia has no sense of direction. On her way somewhere, she can do a quick run into a store, and when she comes out, she goes back the way she was coming from. I used to ask her, "Are we lost?" And she would always answer, "We know exactly where we are. We just aren't where we plan to be."
"Casey!"
She said my name in this high-pitched voice that wasn't like her own at all. It was like hearing the good fairy speaking or something.
"Casey!"
"It's not him," I told her. But first I had to step down on this weird, sudden hope that sprang up in my own heart. I hated when Sylvia did that to me.
"No," Sylvia said. "You're right."
She thinks she's seeing Dad. Well, just for a second. My dad died 2 years ago. The first time she ever did this, she'd made me run a block and a half through Fort Tryon Park until we caught up with this guy we didn't know, Sylvia calling,
"Harvey! Harvey!"
all the way. He'd turned, but not because he heard his name. He turned because he'd heard Sylvia getting closer, just like everybody else we'd passed. Sylvia stopped when she saw it wasn't Dad. The guy walked just like Dad, Sylvia said. She'd sort of collapsed onto a bench.
"Oh, I'm sorry, Casey. I'm just so sorry."
"About what?"
"Well, about this."
She tried to laugh, which was much better than when she cried.
"Making you chase some strange man. Anyone in their right mind knows it can't be him. I must be crazy."
"No, you're not," I said. "You just miss him." Which was true, and I knew it. But she kept seeing Dad, and I started blaming her when it wasn't him.